Driverless cars and online grocery shopping may become mainstream in the not-too-distant future. Let's go shopping with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Well, Frank, the shopping trend may have gotten a push when Amazon's Jeff Bezos purchased Whole Foods. To what extent do Americans do grocery shopping online? And I'm not just referring to Omaha Steaks or Maine Lobster, but I mean an entire order.
Well, we asked that question, and we find very few do. The way we phrased it was, order groceries online for pickup or delivery. Now, we also asked, Dave, how often do you or your family shop for groceries in person? And we have 70-80% of Americans who say at least once a week, and then the rest say once or twice a month. We have almost nobody who says they never shop for groceries, and just a few who say it's only a few times a year. So that's a huge marketplace there. And the percent who say that they shop online is minuscule. 4% say that they will order groceries online for pickup or delivery once a week or more often. And then slightly more will say they occasionally do it. But the bulk of Americans, 85% or more, say they've never even thought about doing that online. And, of course, many of us never thought about a ride-sharing service before Uber came along, and most of us never thought about this massive delivery of everything we buy by Amazon at home. So what this suggests is there's room for potential disruption by Amazon in the grocery business.
If and when it does get underway, do you think they'll be delivering more to homeowners or apartments?
We have found, I guess, in answer to your question, that fewer Americans now own their homes than used to in the past. But that doesn't mean they may not be renting their homes. But it looks like to us there are some more Americans who are living in apartments, so that may be where it goes. By the way, for those few people who do have groceries delivered, they do tend to skew younger. And, of course, younger people are much less likely to own homes than those who are older. So apartments would probably be the number one designation for those kind of services going forward.
We know based on our conversation last week that if you were to include cigarettes among groceries, those sales continue to drop. Though I understand there's data on whether Americans feel smoking should be banned.
Yes, Americans are down on banning almost anything, Dave, which is quite interesting. We found that on abortion. We have found that on other substances as well over the years. Maybe Americans have learned from prohibition that it just doesn't work when you try to say something's illegal because people will do it anyhow. But when you come to the idea of banning smoking in public places, you get quite a bit more agreement. We have over half, about 57% of Americans, who say yes, smoking should be totally illegal in public places, which may be lower than you might expect. And that hasn't really changed over the years. So you've still got over 4 out of 10 Americans who say no, they don't agree with the idea of making smoking totally illegal in public places. Some people may have been thinking when we asked this question that that would mean you couldn't even smoke when you went outside a restaurant or a bar or what have you, but nevertheless, sentiment for banning smoking in public places is fairly steady over the years that we've measured it between 50 and 60%.
Frank, I understand Gallup goes worldwide to poll on positive experiences. Explain what that means.
Positive experiences would be the questions that we ask in our world poll in all these countries that have to do with things like the following. Did you smile yesterday? Did you feel well rested yesterday? Did you experience enjoyment yesterday? Those are positive experiences. We ask that all over the world. We tote it all up and say, where are those places where people seem to be smiling and experiencing enjoyment? And the place you want to go is Paraguay. That is the single country where when you tote up the things I just talked about, those positive emotions, at a higher percent said yes, they experienced those than in any other country in the world. In fact, South American countries, of which Paraguay is one, and Central American countries tend to be where people are the happiest, at least maybe not the happiest, but tell us that they experience these kinds of emotions. Costa Rica, Panama, Ecuador, Guatemala, Mexico, Chile, all of these countries are up there in the top 10 in terms of experiencing positive emotions.
Why?
Well, we don't know. Some of our world experts have speculated that it is cultural, that something about the cultures down there just make it easier for these people. They learn from their parents, they learn from the people around them that it's good to smile and express enjoyment. I don't think it necessarily means that they are happy in a classic sense because none of them are without food or they all have lots of money and all that, because this isn't correlated with, you know, per capita income or things along those lines. So it's probably cultural.
Where does the U.S., Canada, and Western Europe come in?
The Western European countries, the U.S. and Canada, are in the middle. The U.S. is certainly above the median on a lot of these measures of both positive and negative emotions, but it's not up in the top 10. And the same thing for most European countries. The extremes tend to be countries, as I talked about, in South and Central America on the positive side, and then the countries which are on the negative side are outside Europe. They are, to be specific, countries like Yemen, Turkey, Iraq, Belarus, Georgia. These are former Soviet republics, in Bangladesh. These are the countries where residents tell us that they're least likely to smile, least likely to have happiness on any given day.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on NewsWorks Tonight.